Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A most remarkable and informative speech was given in Palm Beach, Florida last November. The speaker was David Horowitz, a former Marxist agitator who probably better than anyone else is able to analyze and refute the strategy and tactics of the left. Horowitz has made it his mission to challenge the incredible left-wing and Marxist professors who control colleges and universities and impose their radical views on impressionable college students. In this rather sensational speech, David Horowitz described some of the far-out professors who teach that America is the great Satan, that terrorists are really freedom fighters, or that Red China's butcher Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million people, was really a great leader. Horowitz told how college professors regularly teach the class war, which is the main thesis of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The theory of the class war is that most people are oppressed because of race, class, or gender. Horowitz described how he and Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin are physically attacked or threatened when they lecture on college campuses. There's not much hope for a change in the bias of U.S. universities in the near future because the left-wing professors enjoy tenure. That means they cannot be fired. And they control all the hiring committees, so they hire new professors with the same left-wing bias. Horowitz's solution is to demand intellectual diversity in colleges and universities with fairness for conservatives and Christians by promoting an academic bill of rights to be adopted either by university trustees or by student bodies or by state legislatures. The purpose is not to dictate any course of study or ideology, but to demand real academic freedom. It's a very important development that Horowitz has started a national movement. Now, almost every university in the country is discussing his academic Bill of Rights.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when you make more than you ever made, owe more than you ever owed, and have less than you've ever had. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. For the past several years now, I have been talking about Digital Angel and the Verichip company that implants people and implants things and little puppy dogs and putty cats and all that sort of thing, and how it's working into our system. In fact, I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to do it again because I enjoy telling the story. But Weekly Reader put out a survey, and thousands of fourth graders answered this. It was just for fourth graders. 80-some percent of them said they'd like to have one of these implants. So anyway, we're visiting today with Dr. Catherine Albright. She is the director of the Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. And she has written a book along with a friend of hers, and the book is entitled Spy Chips. And Dr. Catherine, it's a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, hey, Derry, it's great to be on.
Yes, it is. Tell us about spy chips.
Well, here's the deal with the whole RFID situation. You know, my co-author Liz McIntyre and I spent 3 years combing 30,000 different documents put out by this RFID industry, and we came up with a pretty frightening picture of what's being planned for our future. The idea is that tiny microchips hooked up to miniature antennas would replace the barcode and be placed on all consumer products manufactured everywhere, essentially anywhere on the globe. So you would have one of these embedded in your, you know, in your shoes, your socks, your underwear, your light bulbs, your razor blades, your Bic pens, you name it. Everything would have a tiny microchip containing a unique serial number and be able to beam out information at a distance using radio waves. And so the notion here is that these could not only be used, I mean, the obvious application for this on the commercial side is to use it to keep track of inventory. But the long-term concern, I think, for a privacy and civil liberty standpoint is that they could also be used to keep track of the people who wear and carry these items. Now, that was back in 1999 that this technology was developed at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, with the help of a lot of cash infusion from Procter & Gamble and Gillette. And by the time they handed off their information to the barcode people in 2003, they had actually gotten corporate sponsorship from over 100 different major corporations. And it's everybody from, you know, Nestle and Kraft and Procter & Gamble, Home Depot, Walmart, you name it, all the big guys are involved in this. And we found out that they, you know, had this plan to essentially render the entire planet trackable at all times and even to track people's use of products in their own homes. So that's what inspired me to go on a campaign. We put together a website at spychips.com. My co-author and I as we said, you know, we combed through all of these documents. She went through all of the patent applications and found a lot of things that the industry had been proposing, you know, in sending in these submissions to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office of how they plan to use this very specific schematics detailing how this RFID infrastructure could be used to essentially observe and spy on consumers everywhere they go.
Now, I understand how they can use it for how they can use it just for inventory. But how today does the equipment or the technology exist where they could actually say, I'm looking at my pen that I'm holding here in my hand, and it has a, let's say it has a chip in it, and I put it in my pocket. How can they track me with that?
Well, the notion here, let me first explain how the RFID technology works, and I think it'll help explain how the vision for tracking people. What an RFID tag consists of, let me first break down RFID. The RF part stands for radio frequency, and the ID part stands for identification.
Right.
And what an RFID tag is it's a tiny microchip, in some cases as small as a speck of dust. These things get very, very small, containing a unique 96-bit code. And for people who aren't mathematicians, 96 bits essentially means a string of 96 zeros and ones. And what mathematicians tell me, if you put together a string of 96 zeros and ones, you have enough unique combinations that you could literally number every grain of sand on planet Earth and not have any repeats. So that's a huge number of combinations you can make out of that. So the idea is this 96-bit code would be incorporated into the tiny microchip, and then it gets hooked up to a miniature antenna. And the antenna is not like the one on an old AM radio that sticks sort of straight up and down. It's like a flat metallic substance. It looks kind of like a maze or a racetrack kind of going around and around the antenna. And typically they're on a flat sticker. They can be the size of a postage stamp. They can be as big as an index card. And but you
now,
have to have now an antenna.
What's the size of the postage stamp of the index card?
Well, that would be the antenna with the tiny chip in the middle of it.
All right.
So you have to have, in order to transmit the information contained on the tiny microchip, it's got to be hooked up to an antenna. And the way it transmits its information is because it doesn't have a power source. There's just a chip and an antenna. And it has no power source, so it has to rely on a reader device somewhere in the environment, either a handheld reader device or a reader device that might be in a wall or in a doorway or in a floor. And the reader device sends out a burst of electromagnetic energy, what we would call a radio wave. The antenna picks up that energy and uses it to power up the chip to send back its unique number. So let's say, for example, that I have one of these embedded in the sole of a pair of shoes, and there's a company called Checkpoint Systems that specializes in hiding these things in people's shoes. We have pictures of that in our book and up on our website at spychips.com. So let's say that they've hidden one of these into, you know, my right shoe and incorporated it right into the rubber at the factory when they were pouring it into the mold. Now, as I walk and walk within range of one of these RFID reader devices, which could be placed under a floor tile, it could be woven into carpeting, it could be placed in a doorway, when I get within range of that, the reader device in the doorway or the floor sends out its little burst of power. The tag in my shoe picks up the power, uses the antenna to pick up the power, and uses it to give just enough of a burst of energy to that little chip so that it responds with its number. And it says, here I am. I'm unique ID number 308247, et cetera. Then the reader picks that up and then cross-references it in a database. So in the same way that, you know, we don't wear our Social Security numbers emblazoned across the front of our T-shirts because, you know, we all know it's just a number, right? But, of course, if you know that number, you can punch it into the right database and you can get access to people's credit history or access to a whole bunch of other personal information.
And we're going to take a commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned, visiting today with Dr. Catherine Albright. She has written a book entitled Spy Chips, and we're talking about the spy chips, the RFID, the radio frequency identification chips that are in practically everything today. Catherine, you were talking about putting it in, putting these things in the sole of a shoe, for example, and then you could walk across a reader. Now, you know, I've been working on this NAIS thing for a long time, the National Animal Identification System. We're trying to get it killed, although the government is pushing it as hard as it can. And in some, let's take, for example, Australia. They have already gone into this in Australia. The cattle are tagged, and they do have these RFID chips in the tag, and they're having a terrible time. They can't even read the tags at the sale barns.
Well, you know, that's really what the NAIS is about. The National Animal Identification System is about requiring each animal in this country to have a unique ID number in it. And, of course, the promoters of radio frequency identification or RFID technology are saying, well, they've got the answer. You just implant a microchip implant into every animal. The problem with this is that it's difficult to get an effective read on an animal unless you actually hold the reader device right up within about 6 to 18 inches of the implant
site. But they do that. They put the cattle through a chute. They can even touch the tag with it if they want to, and they say they don't work.
I actually haven't heard that feedback yet. It might. I'm not sure if it's the chips that aren't working, because for the most part, the research that I've read about putting them in laboratory animals and farm animals is that they actually are fairly effective for the purpose that they're meant for. I mean, they actually do transmit a unique ID number. The thing I would be more concerned about, I think, in an application like that would be the software that's used to collect the information and whether that's working and whether they're able to...
I don't know, but they're really having a difficult time in Australia where they have already made this mandatory. They say I don't remember what percentage. I don't have the figures here with me, but But it's a high percentage of the time they have to put the cattle back through and do it again, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, go ahead with your story.
So what I was explaining is sort of why putting RFID tags into consumer products creates such a sort of a nightmare scenario for people being tracked, and probably envisioning a sort of a doorway equipped with one of these RFID reader devices is a good way to sort of understand the threat that it poses. It would not only tell somebody who you are as you walk through the doorway, because these unique ID numbers associated with your shoes or your clothing or whatever would be linked up with you when you purchase them at the store. So if you paid with a credit card or you paid with a check or an ATM card, then the store would capture the unique ID number in your shoe, say 308247. They would link that up with your name on a credit card, and then in the future when that shoe is seen anywhere, not just at that store but really anywhere on the globe, that someone can capture that number, they can look it up in the database and say, wait, unique ID number 308247 is a right Nike women's tennis shoe, and it was sold to, you know, Catherine Albrecht, who bought it at you know, the Foot Locker store 6 months ago. And so if we saw that shoe going through the doorway, there's a pretty good chance that Catherine Albrecht was standing in it. So that's sort of the first model, is using it to track individuals and keep tabs on where they go. Now, it doesn't really work with a sort of an eye-in-the-sky satellite tracking type system. It works on a series of locally positioned readers.
Okay, we're going to come back to locally positioned readers right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind, too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down, 877-679-7793. That's 877-679-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds, those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-679-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
We're visiting today with Catherine Albrecht, and I apologize, Catherine. Steve just informed me, or Jeff just informed me, that I mispronounced your name a moment ago. But
well, it's got a tricky spelling. It's Albrecht, and I think that CHT throws people off a lot. So yeah, but it's Albrecht. Thanks.
Okay.
We were talking about the locally positioned readers, and sort
right.
of the tracking model here is not that you would have a satellite that can kind of beam down like a GPS unit and spot where everything is, but that you would position the readers in strategic locations and then be able to scan people as they pass them. And one of the things that we talk about in our book, Spy Chips, that we found the most revealing of this kind of creepy Big Brother plan to track us through these devices was a patent taken out by IBM. And IBM has developed something it calls the Person Tracking Unit. And what the person tracking unit is it's a series of RFID reader devices that would be placed in strategic locations. And they suggest some of the places you'd want to put one of these person tracking units would be, let me go through the laundry list here. They wanted it in airports and bus stations, libraries, museums, theaters, sports arenas, shopping malls, even elevators and public restrooms. So the idea is that any time you are in one of those locations and you pass within, you know, a couple of feet of one of these reader devices, that the reader device would be able to scan and query all of the RFID tags on everything you are wearing and carrying. And because radio waves travel right through the things we rely on to protect our privacy, like leather or plastic or fabric, it would be able to rifle through the contents of your backpack or your purse or your briefcase. It would even be able to look in your pockets and know the size and color of your underwear right through your clothes, because the radio waves would travel right through there. So as you walk through a doorway, if you sort of envision the Big Brother doorway of the future, as you walk through the doorway would perform a form of invisible frisk and query all of those tags and get a listing or an inventory of every single thing you're wearing and carrying, along with a history, if they looked it up in a database, of when and where you bought those things, where else they had been seen, who else they had been seen with. And from that, they could derive a pretty detailed view of your life and your behavior and your travels.
All right, now who wants this and why would they want it?
Well, we know IBM wants it, and IBM suggests using this for marketing purposes and also for government surveillance. And in the marketing purpose application, they suggest that marketers in a store could look in a woman's closed purse. They could use one of these readers and sort of beam it at her purse and see what's inside the purse. It's kind of like Superman, you know, the X-ray vision. And if she's carrying a baby bottle, then the tag on the baby bottle would call out to the reader and say, "Here I am," in her purse. And then that would let the store know that she's a new mom and that you could target her with ads and spam her with advertisements, billboards, whatever, to target her for other baby products. So that's one reason. And then the second reason I found even more chilling, of course, is at the end they say this would be very useful for government agents to have access to these person tracking units in all of these locations so that they can identify and keep track of suspicious persons. And Derry, I don't know about you, but it seems like ever since September 11th that the government has been expanding the definition of suspicious persons to the point where it now feels like that includes every single one of us.
Oh, yes, particularly these fundamentalist Christians. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, the reason I hesitate a little bit when you said that, I think there's a lot of forces looking to track us. But I think on the RFID front, when you start bringing up Christianity, then you start getting into issues about the microchip implant and people who are very concerned about that because of their Christian faith. And in the book of Revelation, there towards the end of the Bible, you've got a prediction there that there will be a time when people won't be able to buy or sell unless they've got a mark on their right hand or their forehead that essentially contains a number. And there is a version of RFID that can be implanted into human flesh. They use a big injector device, and they put it right into the body. And those devices, they're basically the microchip and the antenna encapsulated in a little capsule of glass. And they can be used to also transmit a unique ID number right through a person's flesh. And so from that perspective, there's a lot of people who are very concerned about the similarity or the resemblance of that technology to the biblical prediction of the mark of the beast. So that's why when you said Christian, I kind of did a little bit of a double take, because in the RFID arena, there are some other issues, you know, surrounding Christianity that I think are, you know, of a lot of concern to a lot of people.
You know, I think this is one of the reasons they're pushing so hard to get the National Animal Identification System in place. If they can make it work on all of the animals, that's going to, in other words, they can just work the bugs out of their technology on animals, so they'll be ready for the people.
Well, and there's a lot of people who feel that way. And I got to tell you, you know, when you are putting together a system of animal tracking, you are essentially laying the groundwork that actually could be used for people tracking. You know, a couple months ago, I did a debate, a radio interview, where they had one of the agricultural secretaries from one of the states up in the Northwest on with me, and we were kind of going back and forth about, you know, well, why do you feel a need to put these microchips and to number and track all the animals? And he was saying, well, you know, our concern is reducing the instance of disease.
Yeah, animal health is what they...
Yeah, exactly. He said, we want to cut down on disease. And I said, well, what's really your concern? And he said, well, our concern is that animals carry human diseases or diseases that can be transmitted to humans, and it could affect human health. And so I kind of caught him off guard because I said, well, why would you want to track the animals? Wouldn't it be more efficient to number and tag and track the human beings if it's human health you want to protect? And he said, well, absolutely. And then he caught himself. You know, and so the idea that, you know, why are we tracking animals if we're concerned about human disease?
Yeah, I think they're just practicing, but that's
there's a lot of people who feel that way, and I'd have to count myself in that camp.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices inched above $675 an ounce Wednesday on a flat dollar and firmer oil prices. Gold closed in New York up 60 cents to $676.30 an ounce. Silver fell 2 cents to $13.81 an ounce. Rising demand from India ahead of the wedding season, along with rising oil prices, could provide ongoing upward momentum for gold prices, analysts said. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD. It discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
The Brookfield, Missouri Sales Company is going to be holding a special calf and yearling sale Friday, April the 13th. Now, that's at Brookfield, Missouri. Early listings include several big strings of one-owner cattle, including 140 head of black steers and heifers. Now, these are white-tagged and weaned, weighing 5 to 650. Here's another 85 head string of black and black baldies, some Charolais crosses on them. They've had three rounds of shots and weaned. 80 head of black and black baldy steers and heifers, all red-tagged and weaned. 50 head of black and black baldy, Charolais, steers, and heifers. They're shot. In fact, most of these cattle are green cattle coming off of one farm, and most of them have had their shots and are weaned. Now, that's for the special cattle and calf sale or the special calf and yearling sale coming up Friday the 13th. That's this coming Friday at the Brookfield, Missouri sale barn. And then there'll be a special cow sale at Brookfield Friday, April the 20th. That's for the special sales coming up at Brookfield, Missouri, Friday the 13th.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, whatever it is, he's against it, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I'm going to talk a little bit about Dr. Catherine Albrecht's Spy Chips book. We have it here, and we can put it in your mailbox for $26. It's a hardback book. For credit cards only, you call 1-800-201-7892. Check, cash, or money order. Just send $26 to Spy Chips, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Let's go to the telephones. Larry, I think you said you have the book. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, Larry.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're on the air, Larry.
Yes, I got your book, and I read it, and I see on page 15 you show a picture of a handheld reader. Is that available to the general public?
Boy, we wish they were. The situation with the reader devices is that they're expensive. They started about $1,000, and they work their way up from there. And unfortunately, the other thing about the readers is they only read the particular frequency of the tags that are on that connect to them. In other words, there's three standard frequencies that RFID tags can operate at, and yeah. That's sort of a technical term that it's kind of like sort of the radio waves that get you onto different stations on your FM band. There are different frequencies that these tags operate at, so you've got to have the right reader to read the same frequency as the tag is on. And those, so you'd actually have to buy three different reader devices to do that, and that would get pretty expensive. There is a researcher out of the Netherlands who's actually working on a way to try to get these reader devices cheap and easy for regular consumers to get a hold of, but that's still a work in progress right now. And when that does happen, of course, we'll post that information up on our website at spychips.com so people can check back there for updates.
Well, I'll keep an eye open for it. Because I'd like to check my personal items to see if they have these chips in them.
Well, and that's why what we've been pushing for, because the technical solution to that is expensive, but the social solution to that is a no-brainer, and that is that we need to tell our lawmakers that we would like laws passed to require notice or labeling on items containing RFID tags. And now I'm a good libertarian. I'm not a big believer in big brother government telling us what to do and telling businesses what to do, but I think here is a place where if a company sells me a pair of shoes that I pay good money for and that I bought because it's shoes, not a tracking device, and they've hidden the tracking device in there, then if they don't tell me, I consider that a form of fraud. And I really think that that it is appropriate to use legal means to prevent that from happening. So what we've been calling for, we have up on our website at spychips.com something called the RFID Right to Know Act. It has been now introduced in about a dozen states around the country. And in every single case, lobbyists swarm in like vultures from all over the country. Here in my home state of New Hampshire, we had a bill last year that would have required labeling, and it was a no-brainer. It just said, put a label on it, let people know it's there, just like you need ingredient labels on food products, so why not tell us that there's an RFID tag if you've hidden it in a pair of shoes? And the lobbyists came in from all over the country. They wrote campaign checks. They did backslapping with our state senators, and I watched that bill sail through the state house. And when it got to the Senate, it was fundraising time. And I actually looked through the window of a restaurant where they were doing their little fundraising get-togethers, and I watched the very lobbyists from the RFID industry, you know, drinking drinks with our senators and backslapping and writing them checks. And I was not surprised when that bill did not pass. So unless we, the people, stand up and demand of our lawmakers that they pass these protections, then, you know, we're going to be reduced to the point of, you know, having to take all of our belongings to an X-ray machine and try to see if we can find those RFID tags.
I'm wondering if you can eliminate the power in those RFID tags.
Well, the problem, Gary, is that the power doesn't come from the tag itself. The power comes from the reader, and you have no control over where those readers are, because a business could legally place a reader pretty much any place it feels like it. There's no restrictions on where they can put those.
Okay,
and
but
remember,
can you...
the reader sends out that little burst of power that the tag uses to send back its signal. So the tags themselves don't have any power at all. Now, the only way you can physically kill a tag, and we have this in our book, too, and I don't recommend it, but I'll at least share this with people. If you put an RFID tag in a microwave oven for about 3 to 5 seconds, it will actually pick up so much energy through that antenna that it'll burn the chip out. But as we show in our book, Spy Chips, we've got a picture in there in the chapter called The Chips That Won't Die. We actually show what happened when Liz and I put some RFID tags into the microwave oven and turned it on for just a couple of seconds. They burst into flames. So, obviously, this would not be a solution for your brand-new pair of $65 tennis shoes. You don't want to burn them up. So, again, we're kind of relying on the power of the people to demand that our lawmakers pass this labeling legislation so we'll at least know where these are, and then we can choose to avoid the products that have them. And then we'll at least know if I buy a pair of shoes and it doesn't have a label, then, if I found a tag in there, somebody's going to get sued.
I was we've had Liz McIntyre on, and we've had several people on talking about this, and I've asked before. Now, I go back in radio to where we used to use handheld electronic erasers, you know, to bulk erase.
Is that like a degausser?
Do what now?
A degaussing, I think, is what that process is called.
I don't know. But you can take magnetic tape, and what it does, it just demagnetizes it. But they told me that wouldn't work on these.
It wouldn't, because the way the information is encoded, it's not encoded in the same way that it's encoded on a floppy disk in your computer, for example. That's encoded magnetically, and you can erase it with a magnet, but this is hard encoded. So it's actually wired in, the numbers are wired into the chips at the factory, so a magnet would not erase the information. So your only bet would be to overload the chip, or if you could find the device, you could obviously cut it out or remove it. That's hard to do if it's, you know, woven into clothing or incorporated into rubber or something. But if you can find it, you can actually snip the little tiny chip off of its antenna, and at that point it also would not transmit. But, you know, this is a lot of bother to go to. And I think the concern that we have is that these large corporations are doing this for their benefit, but they've never consulted the public. When they've done polls, they've found that the public opposes this technology 3-1. So people really, they don't trust big government, they don't trust big corporations to use this responsibly, and they don't want it on their products. And I'll tell you this, Derry, when they were testifying, when those lobbyists were testifying before all the many state legislatures that I've been involved in testifying myself, one of the things that someone actually came out and said is, well, you know that if we put a label on these products and tell people that RFID is in there, people won't buy it, and that's going to kill the industry, and that's why we don't want labeling. So they came right out and said it. And, you know, my opinion about that is if you can't tell people what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it.
They're in the wrong industry to start with, aren't they?
Well, I'll tell you, they ought to be in the, I don't know, the prison industry or something where they can force people to do things against their will. But, you know, when you're talking about, consumers and a free market where we have the choice of how to spend our money, they know as well as we know. If they put a label on there and they tell us it's in there, then many people will choose not to buy it. And that's the way it should be. I mean, they should be selling things openly, and if their technology is so fabulous and it's going to improve our lives or do whatever benefit they're claiming for it, then people ought to be stampeding to their doors to buy it. So there's obviously something wrong with the technology if they know, and we know, that if they tell us about it, we want nothing to do with it.
Now, you know, talking about the big industries, multinational corporations, but Monsanto was one of the biggest as far as agriculture is concerned. And they have this hormone out, BGH, which is a bovine growth hormone.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't want to drink milk from cows that have been injected with BGH. And so a lot of dairies have now put out milk containers that say BGH free.
Right.
Okay, now Monsanto is trying to say that it would be against the law to even put that on a milk carton. And they're trying to get legislation now that you can't even do that. And Monsanto's got enough money that they'll get it done because you can buy congressmen. I mean, they're for sale.
Well, they are for sale. And I didn't used to know that quite as viscerally as I do now after being through the ringer with them back and forth for the last couple of years. But, yeah, it's absolutely true. If you've got the only way that you can get around that is if there's enough public outcry about a particular issue that they can go to their corporate funders and say, I'm sorry, I'd love to back you up on this one, you know, but I just can't. I mean, my constituents would eat me alive. And that's the only time that I've seen them be willing to stand up to the lobbyists and say no.
But look how much public outcry there is about how many things are going on in this country right now. The open barters, that doesn't change their attitudes. They're going to go. It's damn the people. We're going ahead the way we want to go.
But I got to tell you, Derek, we keep electing these people. We keep reelecting them. They step on us. They spit in our face. They you know, take away our rights and our freedoms, and then we reelect them. So, you know, I got to tell you, unless Americans start waking up and actually voting their consciences and electing people like Ron Paul or, you know, people who really stand for something, we're going to continue to get more of the same because they know that our threats are idle threats. We can say, hey, we're not going to vote for you, but then, you know, election season rolls around and they're right back in office
and
again.
And we have idiots out there that say, and I haven't voted for an elected politician for a long, I'm talking about in higher offices for a long time. I say, look, you're voting for the lesser of two evils or evil, let's vote for somebody else. But people say, no, I'm voting for the lesser of the two evils. Hey, get a hold of the book Spy Chips. Just pick up the telephone, dial 1-800-201-7892 for credit cards, check, cash, or money order. Just send $26. It is a hardback book, by the way, to Spy Chips, P.O. Box 79, Sandertown, Missouri, 65023, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
In public meetings, on the radio, consultants and university professors lecture on it, and at various levels of government, it may even be mandated. But what is it? Now get the pamphlet, Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. It's an easy-to-read 22-page booklet that will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is implemented. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21, the most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. Get the pamphlet, Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Send $3, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And once again, to get Catherine's book on spy chips, and by the way, Liz McIntyre, who we had on the air the other day, helped write that book. She co-authored it. But just pick up the phone and dial, if it's a credit card call, 1-800-201-7892. That's 201-7892. And for check, cash, or money order, just send $26 to Spy Chips, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri. And, Catherine, you're going to protest in Florida. What are you protesting?
Well, that's right, and Here's the good news for people who've been learning about this technology, hearing about it for the last couple of years and feeling helpless, like there's nothing we can do. There is, on the Verichip human implant, we are concerned because they just did their IPO. That means they went public. You can now buy shares of stock in the Verichip Human Implant Corporation, though I wouldn't recommend you do it. They are having a hard time finding people willing to roll up their sleeves and get these chips implanted in them. In fact, when they a month and a half ago, when they did their IPO, they announced that only 222 people in America had actually rolled up their sleeves and gotten chipped. This is despite years of trying to promote this and millions of dollars that they've poured down the hole trying to get people to sign up. So now they're kind of they've taken the gloves off, and they're now going after populations who can't say no. They have found in West Palm Beach, Florida, an organization called the Alzheimer's Community Care Center. They're online at alzcare.org. That's alzcare.org. And they got this organization to agree to offer up 200 Alzheimer's patients as guinea pigs for a two-year experiment where they're going to inject these people with RFID tags into their flesh and then keep track of how well they do with those implants in their bodies. And we were horrified to hear this because I got to say, taking a microchip implant into your body without your informed consent, and an Alzheimer's patient is not in a position to give that consent, is an extreme violation of that person's human and bodily rights. And I would even say that it's akin to rape. I don't think that it is appropriate for people to make that decision for other people and to be injecting microchips and putting them into their flesh without those people having any kind of a say in it. So in response to this, we are planning on May 12th to have a march and a vigil to the Alzheimer's care location in West Palm Beach, Florida. We are organizing with, we've got organizers all around the country who are helping us put this event together. We're going to meet up down there in Florida, and we're going to, in a very peaceful and very rational way, we're going to walk to this location, and we're going to deliver a letter spelling out all of the physical risks to this technology, which is something we haven't even had a chance to get into in this interview, but there are health risks associated with taking these devices, and many people believe that there are moral and spiritual consequences as well. So we're going to be standing out there and essentially standing up for these people who cannot speak for themselves, and hopefully we can get that chipping stopped, because if they move forward with 200 Alzheimer's patients, the company has come right out and said that if this is successful, they're going to go after every Alzheimer's patient in this country. And, you know, ultimately, I'm not getting any younger, and I'm sure the rest of your listeners, you know, we're all looking at a point where that could someday be us. And so we need to speak out now before this becomes sort of the standard procedure for dealing with elderly people.
Buy the book. We can put it in your mailbox for $26. It is a nice hardback book. And let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a machinery consignment sale this coming Saturday, April the 14th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, the sale starts at 12 o'clock noon on Saturday the 14th of this month. Several tractors have been consigned, including a 3020 John Deere, a 656 International with loader, a 4230 Case IH with cab in excellent condition. Several pieces of hay equipment are going to be selling, including a New Holland Square baler, a 605 Vermeer baler, a hay trailer, bush hog, 1090 CIH mower, and that's a mower conditioner, by the way, a couple of Ford pickups and a 1999 Yamaha ATV, two Bobcat skid steers, one 7753 Bobcat like new, a considerable amount of livestock equipment, including a Foremost hydraulic chute and an alley, a lot of farm equipment going to be selling. For more information, call the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. That sale this Saturday, April the 14th. Catherine, we have quite a few callers here that we haven't gotten to. We're still we're in the home stretch. We might take another caller or two, but first I'd like to know a little bit about the health risks that you mentioned. They're in your book, no doubt, are they?
You know, I'm not even sure we had those at the time that we wrote the book. And the book is more about RFID generally, but I'll tell you on the health risks associated with the implant, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, when they gave approval to this device as a medical implant, identified a series of risks. Those included the potential of this device having electromagnetic interference. In other words, it could potentially burn you or harm you from within. It could potentially move or shift location. And perhaps the most serious one that we found was that it is incompatible with an MRI scan. So if you have one of these devices in you and you go into an MRI machine, the device could move, it could shift location, or it could harm you and actually burn you internally.
I was going to say they can blow up, perhaps.
Well, yeah, exactly, because what happens in the microwave, a microwave would blow one of these up, and the same kind of energy is emitted during an MRI scan. A high rate of electromagnetic energy is emitted, and it's also highly magnetic, and because the chip is wrapped around an iron-based core, it could actually shift location in your body as it's trying to get to the MRI machine, trying to get to that magnet. It could actually shoot out of you like a reverse bullet, potentially. We've asked the FDA to show us the testing that was done, and they refused to do so, even though we filed a Freedom of Information Act request. So there's some real, I think, some shady dealings going on over at the FDA related to this technology. And by the way, before the break, I was going to tell people, if you're interested in helping us out with this vigil and march that we're doing in May in West Palm Beach, Florida, please go to our website at spychips.com. That's spychips.com. And on that website, you will see a place where you can sign up for our free newsletter. And there's also a link of Get Involved, where you can join our organization, which is free. We have over 15,000 members around the country, and we would love to have you volunteer. We can also get you our free newsletter. But in that form, that's the place. I'm the person who reads all of the email that comes in, and if you let me know that you're in Florida or you know people in Florida, you want to drive down to Florida or fly into Florida for this event, let me know, and we'll put you in touch with the organizers.
Let's go very quickly to Bill. He's been holding a long time. Bill in Kansas. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry. Many, many, many years ago, before Spy Chips even came out, Ms. Albrecht came on a program, I don't remember which one, and made the comment that you would be able to track these chips from satellites in space. Well, now she's backpedaled on that claim. Unfortunately, she's making a lot of other claims, and I have a real problem with people wanting laws and then
very quickly, we're going to run out of time.
An RFID tag is a tool. A tool is dangerous in ignorant hands. I would advise your listeners start educating.
Okay, let's move along here.
Well, actually, let me address that. There are forms of RFID tags that can be tracked from satellites. If you put a battery on an RFID tag, then you can actually transmit to low-orbiting satellites. And that's in our book, and we describe that very clearly in there.
So you say they can be tracked by satellite.
If you put a battery on it, the ones that are small enough to slip into the collar of a shirt, probably at this point in the technological development, could only be tracked from about 5 to 20 feet away. And so the idea there is that you could actually use, I suppose, a satellite system or even the Internet to link up all the different reader devices that are located sort of in local places that you'd walk past, kind of like the cell phone system. Your cell phone is not actually transmitting to Japan if you make a call to Japan. It's transmitting to a local cell phone tower, and then that links into a larger system that then enables you to connect to the guy in Japan who's linked to his local tower. So in that sense, you could actually identify something's location anywhere on the globe just using a local network of readers. You don't really need a satellite, but if you wanted one, you could actually put a big enough battery and you could beam to low orbiting satellites.
Okay, we're just about out of time, Catherine. Again, let me plug your book. It's Spy Chips, and for $26, we can put it in your mailbox. Credit card orders only, 1-800-201-7892. And for check, cash, or money order, just $26 to Spy Chips, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just
Ready.